You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Our 25th year on the air. Welcome into Tomorrow. This for the weekend of Friday, March 27th. 2020. That's the day after Beth Gatrell's birthday. Into Tomorrow's staffer who provides various tech tips throughout the week and always posts them at intotomorrow.com. They're in our once a week free tech newsletter. Yeah, that Beth. So you want to offer her some birthday greetings. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Erasmo's handling all the editing duties and whatnot, and Horatio's doing the research and show posts, and Cameron's in the control room keeping us in line and making sure that we're doing our thing, because he doesn't have school. And they actually decided it's early spring break, so he doesn't even have homeschool. Must be nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I never got to have homeschool.
I know. But you get to have Cam.
That's true.
Because he's able to be with us, and he's grinning like crazy in the control room. That's good. And, of course, you're tuned into radio, the original social media, and we're glad that you've tuned into Tomorrow. Some tech news and commentary headed your way, and lots of other opportunities coming. If you're suddenly having to go looking for work, you might want to consider the tech business. Despite all that's going on in the global economy, the tech industry has not seen a big decline in the number of new job postings. So you actually might want to get involved in the tech industry these days, because you might have a pretty good chance, especially if, unfortunately, you've been furloughed or laid off. Maybe you were a member of wait staff of a restaurant, and there's no need at the moment for them, and that's a shame. I like how a lot of restaurants are putting them to work doing deliveries and helping with takeout and that kind of thing, keeping them employed. That's terrific. Some other stores, grocery stores, at least in our area, are hiring a lot of wait staff from a couple of big restaurants in our areas because they know that they still need work. And now the grocery stores and the pharmacies need extra help keeping shelves stocked and things. So they're employing those people. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, the proverbial one door closes, another one opens. Hopefully not always in this case, but look for those things. Don't be upset about it. If something happens, it's not the end of the world. Hang in there and maybe look at other opportunities, as I mentioned, perhaps in the tech industry.
Yeah, well, in New York City, the Taxi and Limousine Commission is looking to hire Uber and Lyft drivers right now to help deliver meals to seniors and other shut-ins that have requested the service. And they're saying that, you know, right now there's not a whole lot of openings, but they anticipate that as the demand gets higher for these food deliveries, that they'll be able to hire more of these drivers that they say they're going to pay $15 an hour and offer reimbursements for gas and mileage on the cars as well.
Wow.
So at least that's
more than they'd make as an Uber or Lyft driver anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, now don't be encouraged by saying, well, this is a good thing and I'll make some money, but don't be discouraged at the fact that you might have to adjust your life a bit and see what happens. So keep your eyes open and your ears peeled. And, of course, stay tuned to your radio.
I teased this story last hour. Ford has announced that it's working with 3M and General Electric to make the kinds of ventilators and masks that are currently in short supply as the world battles the coronavirus pandemic. The company joins other car makers like Tesla and General Motors in helping out the medical community after idling their automotive plants due to the effects of the pandemic it's having on both consumer demand and the global supply chain. Ford says it's helping to increase 3M's total output of powered air purifying respirator masks, and and the two companies are also coming up with a new design based on off-the-shelf parts, they say, to go as fast as possible. Ford says the new design could leverage fans from its F-150 truck's cooled seats, as well as HEPA air filters and portable battery packs for power tools. As part of these new ventilators. So they're designing them to be able to use parts that they already have in stock for the trucks, so that they can help get these produced faster.
Nice, because ventilators are obviously a very important element as part of recovery and treatment and that sort of thing. And everyone's already saying nowhere, not just New York, nowhere would have enough ventilators should more of the population get the virus.
Right. And and from a political standpoint, I think this is great because not only are the car manufacturers' employees being able to still be employed because they're going to be using these plants, but the companies themselves aren't going to be looking for any kind of handouts or bailouts because they'll still be able to make some money because they're at least building these products that there's a demand for.
Yeah, but then they might have a problem now building a Ford F-150 pickup in a couple of months because they don't have the fans they need.
Right.
But
I just want to know if the ventilators are going to have the little Ford emblem on them.
As long as it didn't stand for fix or repair daily on a ventilator.
First on racing day.
Okay. We'll go with that one.
Can you tell I'm a Ford fan?
Yeah, I can tell. According to Tom's Guide, things don't look good at all inside Apple. And the first victim of coronavirus mayhem amidst a volatile market is the iPhone 9, a.k.a. iPhone SE 2. It'll be delayed indefinitely, according to multiple sources inside and outside of Apple. The iPhone 9 is trying to outrun the virus, so says an Apple insider. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. So you never know. I mean, it's delaying a lot of things for a lot of various reasons. That's just another one.
Well, one of the first major events to be canceled because of coronavirus was Mobile World Congress, the annual Barcelona mobile show that was due to take place a month ago. A big concern of their exhibitors was the amount of money that they would lose as a result of the cancellation. Well, this last Wednesday, the GSMA, which runs Mobile World Congress, substantially relieved the burden by announcing they would offer all attendees a 100% refund on their tickets.
Wow.
They also said exhibitors spending big money, which is about $6,000 U.S., have a number of options for recouping their money. They can either choose to claim a 50% refund now or opt for a 150% credit to spend on exhibiting at future shows spread over 3 years.
Now, see, that's a good idea. I mean, we know the organizers of Mobile World Congress. We've done our show from there many times over the years, and I'm glad that they stepped up in this manner because that is good for them for business. 150% credit for future shows is good for this for any company that might be displaying their products there.
Yeah. And they're saying that that this is going to be a good way for them to keep the loyalty of their exhibitors so that their show doesn't then implode like some others that we've seen lately.
Yeah, unfortunately, others have been doing that. There are many shows that have just flat out had to be canceled. CE Week that we talk about, we just got word the other day that it was canceled in June in New York. And we have been broadcasting from that show the last few years as well. So we won't be going to New York.
Yeah. Well, you were supposed to be heading to Cyprus next week.
Yeah, that's true. In fact, as you hear this, I would have been in Cyprus in the Mediterranean for the 14th annual global press conference for IFA. But that got canceled several weeks ago.
Yeah. And speaking of Cyprus, have you seen the viral video that's been going all over line? It was somebody was quarantined in Cyprus, and there's video of him using a drone to walk his dog.
I did see that. Yes. I didn't realize it was in Cyprus,
though. It was in
Cyprus. Oh, that's wild. So had I been in Cyprus as you hear this, as we speak, I would have probably seen that. Or they would have used the drone to walk me around, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe.
We just want to give you a tour of the country.
Yeah.
Just attach the drone and have fun. Wow. But that's clever. See, I wish I'd have thought of that.
Of course, it had to be a pretty strong drone to keep the dog from running off with the drone in tow.
It was a fairly sizable dog, so it wasn't like a little poodle or something that the drone could keep in there. I'm sure the drone owner was just off camera.
Probably.
Doing his thing. But very cool. That was one way to deal with it. They had a very low-key unveiling of the Sony PlayStation 5 last week. So there's a lot less mystery now, because we've been talking about the what-ifs for months. Sony shared details behind the next-gen console at a small presentation. The platform's new features include a powerful 5 gigabit per second SSD. This is a gaming system, mind you. And enhanced 3D audio to bolster immersive sound. So we invite you to stay tuned because we'll share more with you into tomorrow as more details about the PlayStation 5 come out. Certainly, they think, they hope, in time for the holidays. So maybe there's your new gaming system in the next few months.
Maybe. YouTube has announced that it will reduce streaming quality for users around the world.
Wonderful. Thanks. When other people are actually trying to up bandwidth and increase that and increase speeds, they're going to decrease quality.
Well, apparently it's to try to save bandwidth. The decision comes just a week after the company announced it was reducing streaming quality for users in Europe to help lessen broadband strain as more people stay home. By default, videos will start playing in standard definition, or 480p quality. People who want to watch videos in high definition can still do so, but you must manually select that option.
So when is this going to happen?
It's apparently effective.
Now?
Effective immediately.
So they're really counting on a lot of people that don't pay attention or don't notice, or just they're looking at the content, not the quality, and it'll just play and not be a problem.
And honestly, unless you're watching them on your TV, you're probably not going to notice anyway.
Yeah, if it's on your small device, your handheld device, maybe even a tablet, most people, I don't think, would care or notice the difference. Now, if it's a longer thing, yeah, you're going to start noticing that.
Yeah, now, YouTube is far from the only company reducing streaming quality to lessen broadband strain. Netflix has reduced its bit rates in Europe to ease up its streaming platform's burden on broadband by 25%.
I love how they all start in Europe and Asia, and then we know what's coming.
Yeah.
We're going to have it kind of like a virus. Starts in Asia, ends up here.
Yeah. Apple has taken similar steps, and Amazon is also dropping its average bit rates in Europe, but they say they're continuing to monitor the situation in the U.S. and other countries around the world, which, as you say, it means it's going to be coming.
Yeah. Speaking of streaming, video streaming apps Roku and Pluto TV are becoming more popular among consumers that are looking to entertain themselves amid these concerns about the rapid growth of the coronavirus. Pluto TV is a free ad-supported streaming service based in Los Angeles, and Roku, which operates an app that connects consumers to various streaming services and also offers some free licensed shows and movies, landed in the top 10 most used video streaming apps for Android phones in the U.S. for the first week of this month compared to a month ago. They weren't even in the top 10. Now they're both in the top 10. That just shows we're all doing a whole lot more streaming.
Well, there's nothing else to do.
Well, there are other things to do.
The world is closed.
Yeah, well, yeah. But there are. When's the last time you washed your windows? And I don't mean your PC windows or your Mac. Your actual windows.
Well, you don't have to ask me. I spent this entire last weekend gardening.
Well, that's just, you're doing other things.
I mean, I planted potatoes and watermelon and peppers and tomatoes.
Is this because you're becoming a prepper or something?
This is my victory garden, so that, because every time I go to the store, there's no fresh food available, so I'll grow my own, darn it.
But that takes a while. It's not like you're going to, this week I couldn't get any veggies at Publix, so I'm going to grow my own for next week. It doesn't happen that fast.
Well, luckily, before this whole thing broke out, I'd already started growing my cucumbers and broccoli, so at least I have some things that are almost ready.
Well, you really are getting serious about this. Cucumbers and broccoli, carrots and potatoes, and I know you've been growing pineapples, and that they're amazing. Yeah. You've got your whole little pina colada corner in your garden.
And now I have a banana tree, and that was mainly because I can't find toilet paper in the stores. So what's so at least I got a banana tree now.
I have never been more thankful for my Brondell bidet than I have been the last few weeks when every time I've gone to get toilet paper, I can't. And I still use some of that, but not nearly as much because you have a bidet. And it washes and dries and folds and puts away. No. But the fact is, we talked about that with a recent guest on the show that said one of the single most important things you can do for your elderly friends and family, your parents or grandparents or something, is get them a bidet. Not just now, but anytime. It makes their life easier. And I'm not saying because I'm an old fart that I'm liking to be. I've been using it for years. Ever since, probably 20 years ago when I was first doing shows from Japan, and they all had bidets, I'm thinking, well, this is nice. And again, tell us what you're doing. How are you using your tech to get through having to be all cooped up at home? Or maybe how are you using your tech to work from home? And is it working well for you, especially maybe with the kids around and the dogs and so forth? Is that a problem, but is tech making a difference for you? we want to know, and how do they best let us know?
By using the option on our new app, look for Into Tomorrow in your favorite app store, and there's a little thing there, Message to Studio. Or you can do the old-fashioned way to call us at 800-899-INTO. It's 800-899-4686. And you were talking about working from home earlier. Stay tuned, because coming up a little bit later in the hour, you're going to be doing an interview with Mark Gilroy. He's with a company called Fornetics, and he's got some cool tips about staying secure while you're working from home.
There you go. Do check that out and stay tuned. IntoTomorrow.com.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your driver's and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Hey Dave, this is Carl from Mantee, Mississippi. Just wanting to tell you congratulations on 25 years of Into Tomorrow.
Apparently the whole family is involved in the, well, the whole family and the farm, everybody.
The Fur family.
The Fur family is involved as well. Thank you, Carl. We appreciate that congratulatory message. If you want to send such a similar message to us, with or without kids and or animals in the background, we'd love to hear it, and we'll play it on the air. And we just may send you prizes for participating, too. And if you decide to do just that, perhaps you'll also think about telling us what you just absolutely disliked about technology in the last 25 years since we've been on the air, or what you love about tech in the last 25 years since we started this show. Either way, we think that'll make for some fun phone calls and allow us to send you some goodies. By the way, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Yes, indeed. And, oh, if folks want to participate in that manner, how do they do that?
Well, the best way and the easiest way is to download our free Into Tomorrow app. You can find it in both the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. There's a little button there.
Can you find it in Target, though? We're talking about all these stores. I don't think Target has it.
No, it's because Target isn't an app store.
Oh, it has to be an app store.
Your favorite app store, as long as that favorite app store is either the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store.
Okay, but it works, though, on iPhones or iPads or Android, any Android smartphone or tablet, any of them things.
Yes.
Cool.
And not only can you call the studio, but you can also listen to us 24/7, because I know that's probably your favorite thing to do, is to hear my voice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Or if you're having trouble falling asleep, you can just whip out our app and play it for a few minutes, and we'll put you to sleep.
It'll be better than the people that used our app at the target range. You know, they start playing the show on our phone and then aim, ready, aim, and fire.
Somebody did that?
I'm not saying who.
What? Holy moly. Instead of pills for your pain, your doctor may give you virtual reality goggles. With this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute, brought to you by Dexcom, here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. When you think about virtual reality, you probably think about video games. Turns out that virtual reality is also making great headway in health tech. Healthcare users are finding lots of applications for virtual reality. And one of the biggest ones is actually being driven by the opioid epidemic. The problem with painkillers is people abuse them. And so physicians and other healthcare professionals are looking for ways to treat pain without using chemicals. And as it turns out, virtual reality is one of the most promising avenues for achieving this. It helps transport the patient to someplace else and they're less aware of their pain. A recent experiment was done with women in childbirth to see if it could help them manage their pain. And the study at Cedars-Sinai showed that women who were using virtual reality had a significant reduction in their pain and had lower heart rates than women who used other methods or didn't have any other intervention. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Thank you, Alfred. The Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. The future of diabetes management is here. Be sure to visit DEXCOM.com to learn more. Meantime, Chris and I are taking your calls as well, trying to address your concerns that you may have. And Lori in Brunswick, Georgia, listens on 93.7 FM WBQO, when you need to know. Hey, Lori.
I have two iPhones. One's an iPhone 6, and I have an iPhone 6 Plus. And I don't know how to back up. One's registered to me, and one is not registered. I don't know how to get the information off of the iPhone 6.
Well, Lori, you have two options to back up your iPhones. The easiest one is to just flip a switch and let the phone do it in the background. That's what you get when you turn on iCloud backups. Your phone just backs up all your apps, photos, wallpapers, your app layouts, settings, contacts, text messages, everything. You get the idea. The catch is that Apple gives you 5 gigabytes for free. Anything over that costs you a couple of bucks. Not that much. The first add-on package costs $1 a month and gets you 50 gig.
Yeah, your other option is to back up using a computer and iTunes. So you'll either plug your iPhone in or back up over Wi-Fi. Your easiest option will be to turn on iCloud backups for your phone settings, though. With two phones, you probably have enough free data to back them both up.
Yeah, and it's easy to do. So I hope we helped you out there. We've got more information on our show notes, so visit us at intotomorrow.com. Look for the show for March 27th, the Friday dates, going into every weekend. And then your call in hour two. Again, that's at intotomorrow.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. 800-419-2335. That's 800-419-2335.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech, all kinds of gadgets and gizmos, products and services, things available in the tech world today and into tomorrow. Glad, as always, to have you tune in. Even gladder, if you will, when you call in and participate on the program. If you've got questions, comments, concerns about anything involving consumer technology, we want to hear from you 24/7 at your convenience, and then we'll address your call on the very next broadcast. 800-899-INTO. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. 800-899-4686. Many of us, of course, are now working from home. Our next guest has some great cybersecurity tips for remote workers. They offer companies an advanced encryption key management ecosystem. What? We'll find out what that is as well. The CEO of Fornetics is Mark Gilroy. Mark, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Good, Dave. Nice to be on the show, and I feel much better also. I'm not sure that's the word, but I love it.
Yes, people, they call them Dave-isms because they're thinking, okay, I know he's a talk show host. Did he really say that? You know, yes, I always speak more gooder all the time.
All right. Well, that was good to start. Yeah. Today, let's talk a little bit about crypto hygiene, because now that you're seeing the new world order start to break apart and say that the headquarters is no longer the center of the universe, where we're going to actually be driving what I believe the millennials will be driving in the future as well. But now we're going to be moving quicker, because as we start to create these distributed workforce and everybody's online looking with video interconnections, we're going to have a much bigger attack surface. Let's be straight. Right.
You know, that's a good point, Mark, that I don't think we really thought about. All these people are now saying, well, I get to or I have to work from home. And all these companies are saying, well, we've got people scattered everywhere working from home. But as a result, yeah, look at the, how many more portals, if you will, that opens up for potential cybersecurity issues.
You bet. And let's be straight. There's a couple of things we want to touch on. And I think one of the number one elements is crypto hygiene. Let's get our heads around that for just a second. And as you understand, we've seen in the last 72 hours, 400% increase of video applications being downloaded. We see 2.5 million increase over the last week over at Zoom. So now we know that that distributed workforce is moving out. Crypto hygiene is going to have to be at the cornerstone of what we're doing. So, Dave, that's my biggest thrust, and that's what I'd like to talk about today if you have time.
Oh, by all means, then. And, of course, with so many more people activating so many more connections to companies than ever before, is this something that we need to be concerned about at the company end or at the remote end at various homes or all of the above?
All of the above. And let's look at it from a very clear and concise understanding. Every single bad guy that's been out there, all the way back to when there was doing mail fraud, these guys are fully activated now. And one of the points I wanted to bring up is let's make sure if we're staying at home that we're checking in on our elderly and make sure that those folks aren't doing and getting caught up in scams. I mean, right now the phishing is increasing so fast that our attack footprint is tiny, but yet we're under 30 to 40% increase from phishing right now.
And for those dirt bags, you know, that's a former cop term of mine. Those dirt bags that are scamming people to begin with, but then scamming our older folks who, unfortunately, may be a little more gullible, especially these days. That maybe I could take this. It's a preventative thing. It's a cure. It's a whatever. They're just a little more gullible, perhaps, than the rest of us. Although we're all susceptible to these scams. Just, we got to be extra careful, yeah.
Got to be. And think about it. What is my main tambourine that I'm banging? And the big point is crypto hygiene. Let's look at everything you just asked, which is, it's not just enterprise. It's not just school systems. It's not just our elderly. It's not just our intelligence community. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that is a big, big broadcast and a big footprint. So we rotate the keys. We put crypto hygiene into the back of your solution set as your VPN gets bigger and bigger, and these folks leave headquarters, which was a confined, safe environment. Now they're out in a distributed platform across many different households. And those households are not built properly. So you got to look at your 10 tips for security. But let's get into that next. Any other questions that you want to pose?
Well, just to obviously point out, as you mentioned, VPN or virtual private networks, they're not so private, it seems, especially now that everybody's scrambled. Here's a laptop, go home, and I don't know when I'll see you again except in a video conference, but you're going to do all your work from home and use our virtual private network, our VPN. Well, great. How private is it? And I guess that's one of the things that you're going to share with us, these top issues.
Indeed, Dave. And let's be straight. Right now, you're right. They scrambled. They sent everybody home. They are working right now with SSO platforms, which is a single sign-on portal. That is not going to be safe. A lot of these folks did not go out of that headquarters with their operating system softwares up to date and their secure systems up to date and their collaboration tools up to date. And none of it was backed up. So all you can do at this point is start working with your internal IT departments, whether you're state, local, education, wherever you are, make sure you look at the top 10 tips for security and follow that recipe and be smart.
Well, then let's talk, Mark, about your top 10 tips for cybersecurity. And I love how you use the term cyber hygiene, because we're all talking about our hygiene these days. Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds, et cetera, and do all, you know, social distancing. All of it makes perfect sense. But, boy, don't forget about the digital end of our lives.
Indeed. So my recipe for crypto hygiene, again, is obviously not just wash your hands, not just watch your elderly, but make sure you're looking for phishing. I've seen some of the most sophisticated phishing platforms ever. Recently, somebody used my name to tell one of my employees to go over to Costco's to get $400 worth of cards. It looked very, very professional. So look for your phishing. Deploy trusted VPN and malware software. Make sure that your single sign-on platform, maybe you can get the IT department to look at dual authentication. Update your OS. That's really critical, everybody. Get on top of it. Review privileged access. Make sure you know who you're talking to. Provide secure collaboration tools. Back up your data. Plan for upcoming help desk needs. Don't kill your help desk. Make sure you're very smart on how you work with those guys.
Yeah, because I'll bet you just on help desks alone, Mark, I'm sure they're being inundated now, because instead of having just a central group in an office or something that might make a contact or the supervisor makes a contact, now all of a sudden all the employees are saying, whoops, I can't access that document or this file, or I've got to send that invoice out and I'm having a problem. And man, they must be pulling their hair out.
And I may be the worst, right? As the CEO of the two companies, which is a federal and commercial groups, which you break them apart because of government hygiene, you know, we focus heavily on making sure that we have ticketed process at your help desk level. So that's critical, too. And then educate your employee base to work at home and make sure that they see all these tips. And that is the recipe for crypto hygiene. Focus on it. Stay focused and stay well with the rest of the group, because you've got so many people now coming at us from so many different nation states and obviously bad guys here in America. Any other good questions you want to throw at me?
Well, bad guys and bad girls, because they're very tech savvy too these days more than ever. So any bad actors necessarily is, I think, the way to go. I hadn't been counting. Did we get all 10 of your main tips in?
I think we did. I think we got them all. If I can go through them quick: phishing, deploy trusted VPN, use secure SSO, so single sign-on portal, update your OS and secure software, review privileged access, everybody, make sure you know who you're talking to, provide secure collaboration tools, and these are critical, too. I mean, don't just go for mainstream. Look for unique groups like myself. I mean, we're out there. We're trying to focus our energies. We offer free. Try us. Don't worry about it. We're here to help our IC community and try to help our U.S. enterprises. So go to our website. You'll see it there. Back up your data. Make sure you back up your data. People don't do that. I don't do it. And I make my IT department come in on a regular basis to help me on that. And then plan for upcoming help desk. We hung on that. You can't say it, Dave, any better. You've got to make sure these guys are inundated at this point.
Oh, for sure. And I think while Fornetics, at Fornetics, it's Fornetix.com, while you guys can certainly help a lot of businesses too, the tips that you've provided, most of them are all very good for all of us, even as consumers. Maybe we're not working from home. Maybe we're not having to dial into the office and do our job that way. But the same kinds of concerns, avoiding scams and being extra careful, and we pride ourselves on 25 years on the air. We don't let a show go by where we don't mention backup, for example. And it's so important, and you're right, we don't do it. And we recommend it, and it's like, well, wait, when the last time we backed that up? Well, we lost 3 months worth of whatever. Oh, my gosh, you know. So, backup. Can't say it enough.
No, and make sure all sensitive data, and this goes for the IT community, they do it very well. We don't do it in enterprise well. Make sure you take that sensitive data and you make sure you encrypt that. So when it's going over the open internet, not anybody can get a hold of it. And make sure you educate, and this is number 10, employees about basic home IT security, basic stuff. Make sure you do have a key rotation in your ecosystem, in your architecture. Make sure that your IT department is aware of where you are located, what you're doing, and how many hours you're putting in. I think the last thing, besides the big crypto hygiene message that I've been trying to push to everybody, is please watch your neighbors. I think these people, bad actors, well said, Dave.
Yeah.
These bad actors are out there everywhere. We've got to protect our elderly. And I definitely think that if you do it properly with not just crypto hygiene, but with personal distancing and hygiene, you're going to make sure that your community is safe.
I'm
any
glad.
Any good questions you want to throw?
Other than if you had any more cyber hygiene tips, especially from a consumer standpoint, you know, the things that you're saying are so important, and we all listen, and people nod their heads and say, yep, got to be extra careful. But man, if you're not, you know, great, wash your hands. That's wonderful. 20 seconds. But don't forget about your computers and your connections, even, as I said, even if you're not working remotely.
Yeah. All right, so a little deeper, because I think the audience is probably very educated. I think that they understand you've been around 25 years. You knew what you're doing. Look, everybody's looking at their homes, and they don't recognize, say, 11 years ago, you had about 4 to 9 IP and MAC addresses inside your house. Now there's 30 to 40. Your personal homes have now increased 10x in the last 7 to 10 years, where IP and MAC addresses inside the home are going to be everywhere. We saw it recently, and I think you saw this too, Dave, is where they had tapped into a video link on one of our big carriers out there, and they were talking to some young child, and there was a real bad actor saying a lot of bad things to that young lady.
Oh, yeah.
In that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's horrible. So we're working with that team right now. We're trying to make sure that they have a rotated key base. And 90% of the time, it's not them. It's the homeowner who doesn't change their password when they're supposed to. They don't have protection in place. The next thing you know, they've got little kids being exposed.
Mm.
So that's one of my hot buttons. I'm going after that. My executive chairman and I have decided that's one of the areas that we're going to be doing everything we can to protect. It's definitely not the transport layer. It's the homeowner that has to be vigilant.
Gotcha. And great tips, great input. We invite our audience, of course, more information, see what Mark and his team are up to. Visit their site, and you'll see how Fornetics can help. You can request a demo. You can look at all the various products and solutions. It's Fornetix.com. And, of course, we'll link you when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Mark Gilroy, the CEO of Fornetics, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll touch base with you again soon.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
My pleasure. You as well. Fornetics.com. I especially love how Mark is understandably as concerned for the elderly as well. Don't miss that point. And that means if you've got a member of the family, especially maybe a couple of friends that are older and you haven't touched base with them in a while, do that. You can still practice social distancing and call, email, chat, or even bang on the door and stand back and just say, want to make sure you're okay. Do you need anything? If I can help you with something, here's a roll of toilet paper or two, whatever the case. But just keep that in mind. And visit Fornetics.com. I'm Dave Graveline at intotomorrow.com. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Welcome back into Tomorrow with another tech tidbit for you. Did you know before Apple bought Siri, it was originally going to be released as an app for Android and BlackBerry? And Apple went, oh, no, you don't. We're not going to give them that cool program that you can talk to and it talks back to you and stuff. Remember, that was long before Alexa and Google Home and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and now they're stuck in third place behind those other two.
A distant third, as a matter of fact. And you've even admitted to me that you find yourself, you know, talking to Google on your phone a whole lot more than you have talked to Siri, except for a simple appointment reminder or something.
Yeah, Siri and I don't get along very well.
You don't?
No.
She doesn't love you anymore?
No.
Oh.
Although I started having a problem with the echo in my bedroom where she doesn't talk, you know.
That's because she's stuck in your bedroom.
I know. Well, apparently it'll hear what I say. It'll do everything, but I get no vocal response. I have to go unplug it, plug it back in, let it reset. Then
really?
She works. Then she'll talk to me. But, you know, there's an issue, I guess, with women in my bedroom where they just don't want to talk to me.
You have to. You have to reboot her frequently.
I've got to reboot her.
Oh, gosh. What can I say? Google's decided to skip development of Chrome version 82 after recently announcing that Chrome browser and Chrome OS updates would be delayed while many employees are forced to be working remotely. Yes, due to the coronavirus, Google will skip altogether and go right to Chrome 83 instead. Which I'm thinking, really? Was that necessary? Just delay the release and still call it 82? No. We're skipping 82
They're going to take their toys and go home.
Exactly. They're just not going to play. So for now, the company is making sure that the latest stable version of Chrome, version 80, I guess they didn't like 81, is as secure as possible while Chrome 81 remains in beta. So that's going to sit in beta, but they're skipping 82 and going to go right to 83. It sounds like they may not even release 81. And here, show of hands, how many care? Yeah,
no.
I thought so. Yeah. So, hey, we just report the tech news. You decide.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I don't know. We're being fair and balanced, at least. Yeah. It's what we do.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by Stream Guys, providing the 24/7 stream of Into Tomorrow on our website at intotomorrow.com and on our free Into Tomorrow apps.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
To Dave and the rest of the Into Tomorrow team, congrats on 25 years of bringing us Into Tomorrow. Hope to keep hearing about the latest in technology for at least 25 more. Thanks, and take care, guys.
Another guy trying to kill me. That's Alex in Mexico, but I don't know about 25 more years. Well, Cameron's going to take it over, and he can do it for 25 more years. Big thumbs up from the control room. But thank you, Alex. We appreciate the 25-year congratulatory note and invite anyone else who would like to do just that to feel free.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text the word radio to 35,000 if you'd like to get more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Pat, who we don't know where he was writing from, or she, or how they hear the show, but sent this email.
Do you know anything about Air TV? What other options besides cable do I have for TV? Tired of paying the high cable bills that go up every month.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. But, Pat, Air TV doesn't quite sound like the solution you may be looking for to replace. It's not a full cable lineup. So Air TV is just whatever you get with your antenna, but streamable on the Sling app. It won't get you anything other than local channels, and you can just use a cheap antenna for that.
Yeah, you may want to look into online paid TV options like Hulu Live, Sling, or YouTube TV, or standalone streaming services like Netflix and HBO Now. But keep in mind that those costs will add up quickly. Hulu Live, Sling, and YouTube TV in particular will do local channels if that's something you're interested in.
Yeah, something might be worth looking into, Pat, but again, over the air is free, as it should be, just like radio over the air is free, like it should be.